Guys, welcome back to another episode of my podcast. Yay! So today I come here to talk about self-confidence because I was thinking, and why not talk about self-confidence, because it's a thing that we could talk about, and I don't know, I just want to talk about that. It's because I think yesterday I was so devastated because there was a lot of things happening in my day, and I was like, oh my goodness, it's so terrible, and why not to talk about self-confidence in my next episode? Because being honest with you guys, there are some days that I am not self-confident because I think I don't have self-confidence, and sometimes I am not confident, because many times I felt that I am not enough, and oh my goodness, it's so bad, because in my life there's some day that I just feel like, oh, I am not enough, I can't do that, because I don't know, it looks like everything that I will do, I don't do it right. It looks like I do everything wrong, and I just like, oh my goodness, I can't, I stop it. And the day I don't do anything, and so bad, guys, because I don't know, I just think we had to have self-confidence, we have to be confident. But a curious thing that is, because I don't know if it's just me or you also have this, but I always have a voice in my mind. I don't know if it makes sense, but every time I think, oh, I am not good enough, and the voice come through my mind saying, no, you are enough, you get it, it's just a bad day, tomorrow everything will be fine. Sometimes it really works, but sometimes no. So today I don't have self-confidence tips, but if you guys want that, I don't know, I talk about tips about confidence, tell me, and I don't know, next episode talking about tips of confidence. Well, it's hard to say it, but me as teenager, it's really bad some things, because I don't know, it looks like that you want to do something, but everything you make to do that thing is wrong. I was like, oh my goodness. And I did think I acted like that, being not confident, because, well, I'm 17 and this year actually was to me going to university, and I don't went to university because, well, I don't know how to say it, but I fail. I don't know if I am saying this right, but I failed the test in the exam. It's terrible, I know, and I just think that I had to do more, but I don't know, it happens. I don't went to university and I still don't have a job, because here it's so hard to get a job. So I'm looking for a job. I don't went to university and my life is actually just stay at home. So for you guys that is asking me for to talk about coronavirus, well, I always stay at home. So guys, I still be at home, stay at home every day. It's bad, I know, but my lifestyle is real. And it's terrible. I have to stay at home. I don't have a job. I don't have something to worry. That's bad, because many of times it makes me feel so bad and feel that I am not enough. Because I see my friends getting a university and getting a job, and I don't. It's so bad. Sometimes I just don't feel good. But every time the voice in my head said to me, oh, you are enough, you are beautiful, you can do anything you want, you can, I don't know, you can do whatever you want. But here at my home we fight all the time, because guys, I am triplet, and I'm not lying, I am triplet, and it's so hard because I have two brothers together with me, and I have one more little brother. It's so weird to talk about that, but yeah, it's real. And it's me, my sister, and my brother as triplets. And it's so, I don't know how to say it, but it's so hard to me getting university, because I don't have money, I don't have a job, and I finished high school, and I was like, oh my God, no way, I want to go back to school. Because I love it to go to school. It's weird, I know, but I was like a nerd. Yes, I was. And actually, I love books. So I think it's it. So guys, what I want to tell you is that you have to be confident. I know sometimes I just don't feel confident. I think that I am not enough, but if you're listening to this, you are enough. Because like I know I am enough sometimes. I know that you are enough too. So if you want to do something, just do it. Go there and do whatever you want, because you are enough and you can do anything you want. Okay, so I think I say everything I wanted to say. So guys, if you are worried about the coronavirus, please guys, don't be. I know it's grave. Yeah, it is. So much. Yeah, it is. But here in Brazil, in my city, has 3 suspects of the virus. But just stay at home. If you don't want get the virus, please stay at home, because in your home you are safe. And just stay at home, and please wash your hands. I think it's all for now, and guys, I don't know how to say it, but in some minutes it'll be my father's birthday. It's weird, but probably I will post this tomorrow on Wednesday, because I am recording this on Tuesday. So when I post this, it'll be my father's birthday. So I know that my father won't listen to that because he doesn't speak English. But by the way, happy birthday, father. I love you so much. And guys, I just wanted to say that. So see you in the next episode. Take care and bye.